This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Cat sex is also very brutal too.
What?
Yeah, because you know, cats have like really spiky dicks.
Nope.
You never heard of that?
Nope.
Sam, nothing? Are you looking up cat dicks? Okay, well, yeah, cat dicks like are like, you know, like a snake, how they have that kind of skin that's like really smooth on one side, but if you go against it, right, it's spiky. That's how cat dicks are. And so that's when you hear like cats fucking in the, you know, in an alley somewhere after they have pasta together. It's like, it's really bad.
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Jaded.
Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá. Hey guys, we did it. It's, you don't need the time and date because this will come out on a different time and date. But you know what? It's just me and Dylan and Sam. We're here in the basement of the Comedy Store, which is even creepier than the green room. And we've gone to audio only because guess what? Video was making us all have meltdowns editing them. So yeah, we're just going to do a little bit of audio. So I hope you enjoy my raspiness straight to your ear holes because that's the way it's going to be. How do you feel about that, Dylan?
Are you okay?
You know, it's been this reopening has been overwhelming to me, to say the least. Yeah. I don't know. I just feels like there's so much stuff to do all of a sudden. And I thought I would be better about self-care and like only choosing what I'm doing, but I'm just saying yes to everything and regretting it immediately. And yeah, I think I feel a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah. You have a darkness to you today.
Do I?
Yeah. I think it may.
No, I just don't have makeup on. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm wearing a hat.
This mic smells like shit. You know that?
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy because that's my mic. Actually, the other day when I came in, I realized that I hadn't brushed my teeth. Like, what a garbage person have I become? Like, I'm all of a sudden too busy now and I can't even regular self-care. That's ridiculous. Also, do you guys scrape your tongues?
No.
It's a big, important thing. That's a new thing that I found out.
It's a big, important thing.
It's a big, huge, humongous important thing. Double adjectives don't cancel themselves out, okay?
No, it just makes it better.
But you know what? We're moving it right along. I have to do a huge, humongous, double huge apology because two episodes ago, I was talking about the Dallas Housewives and I just got so much information wrong. And I don't want you guys to go, misinformation. What is this, Fox News? Jaded and Fox News. I see no difference. They're the same show. I kept calling it the Dynasty House and it was the Dallas House. And then I was like, they're going to Tulum and they're going to Turks and Caicos. So, you know, just had to fix some information there just to get it right. Last week we had Emma Willman. That was fabulous.
So funny.
You know what? I just did, you know, shows are reopening again. It's very exciting. I just did one on the rooftop of a place. And, I wrote this great new joke about Cam being on reality TV and how like, every time he introduces himself, I'm like, you don't have to pretend like it's a TV. You know, he's like, hey, I'm Cam. I'm from Dallas and I'm down to clown.
He's doing like a talking head.
Yeah. But like, and Fahim gave me that tag. Fahim Anwar was on the show and I was like, down to clown is the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Right. And then I get on stage and I'm all fucking excited. Like, you know, you have your old jokes that, you know, work, but you get so excited when you have new material. You're like, oh boy. Yeah. And you're like, can't wait to get to it. And I get to the point and I cannot remember the phrase. Down to clown. Like
what'd you do? You just,
I was like, not everybody knows that. Not everybody thinks that you have to party. Like you're a clown. Like I knew it was something with a clown, but I couldn't remember. And I think what happens sometimes when I'm like overwhelmed and I'm tired, I just forget how to speak English. Like I just don't remember any language.
Is the pot? Are you doing pot before you go on stage?
No, I never smoke before I go on stage. That's like a huge no. I mean, the whole reason I like being on stage is because of the control. And so without control, I mean, I like, what's the point? But yeah, what's pissing me off lately is just all the fucking negative thoughts. I thought I had come out of it. I thought I had come out of it. Like I was meditating. I was doing Zumba on a regular basis. I complain about this all the time, but then it's like stand up starts again. And now I'm just worried about getting spots. Like I didn't even want spots. all I wanted to do was just like watch TV and chill. Oh, there she is. Oh my God. Look how Sam is holding her. If you guys could only see. You know, actually, there's another thing I'm really pissed off about. Yeah. And this is the age old thing that everyone complains about. Look, I'm a comic. Okay. I want people to take me seriously, but I'm also like very much into body positivity and naked people.
Yeah.
I post a photo of my butt or like just whatever, a bathing suit photo, thousands of likes. I'm like, okay, this makes sense. People are seeing this.
Yeah.
I post like a joke that I'm really proud of or like a video that I took like forever to edit. Nobody sees it. Nobody will give it to me.
Right.
It's like, I don't understand what that is. It's like, they're only excited sex sells. And that's the only thing. People just hate my comedy. Like would it, or people don't even want to validate me in that way. Or is it just like, oh, okay. She's going out of her way to show us her body. I'll give it a like. Like, what is the mentality behind it? Like when you like something, why do you like it?
Why do I like it?
I know like you're not huge on social media, but like, why do you like it?
I don't have an answer for you, but I do have a solution.
Okay.
Post blurred out nudes, right?
Uh-huh.
So blurred out nudes, or skimpy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then just throw your comedy on there.
I think that's a great idea. I'm just going to put up like bikini photos with then like sound bites of jokes about poop and stuff. Yeah.
Subtitle it with the audiogram, just blurred out nudes or skimpy stuff.
That's really great. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that. Yeah, the photo that like got the most likes was a nude. So it's like, yeah, why not? You know what? I'm just going to go to OnlyFans. Like, fuck comedy, honestly. Like, OnlyFans, you can just take lingerie photos of yourself in your own home. I don't know. I don't
understand why people pay for that.
I don't understand either.
Why would you pay for that?
There's so much free porn. There's
so much porn.
What's your kind of porn? I'm so intrigued.
My porn is just like normal porn star porn. Like people masturbate to casting couch stuff and amateur stuff.
Uh-huh.
It makes me too sad.
Okay.
It's kind of like lubricating the penis with tear kind of thing.
Huh.
But porn stars, they're professionals. Mm-hmm. They're very good in bed. They know what they're doing. They're craftsmen.
You don't think it's too much of an acting thing?
No.
Like I need regular people. Like I need the bedroom to be messed up.
You do.
Yeah. Like if it's too clean and like overproduced and like the girl has nails, I'm like, I don't buy this.
You
don't. Like I want it to look disgusting. I want it to look amateur and like POV and Cheryl, don't go in there. There's lost souls in that room. Believe me.
She is seeing some type of dimensionality around us right now. She's seeing souls.
I had such a moment where I was like, I'm not going to bring her. She's such a pain in the ass when she's at the comedy store. And then I was like, Hey, do not go in there. God damn it. Come here. She's like, but you're talking about porn. I don't want any of this. Like, my porn, I was trying to talk to Emma the other day when she was talking about daddy porn. Like only like tribbing porn and half of the world doesn't even know what tribbing is.
I didn't know what tribbing was.
You
said it. So it's rubbing.
It's clit to clit. It's clit to clit. And then you see some of these girls that are like really good and they're like really like rubbing it down. Oh my God, this is aggressive. Like
what's the difference between tribbing and scissoring?
Tribbing, you don't even have to be in a scissor position. You can literally be on top of each other or you could just like trib on a leg or you could like,
okay. I think trib on a leg. Okay.
I don't even know where tribbing comes from. We should look that up.
Yeah.
Tribbing from the noun to trib.
Docking makes sense.
What's that?
You don't know docking?
It's like when you just touch the penis down?
No, it's when the head of an uncircumcised penis slots into the foreskin of an uncircumcised one. So just like,
nestles
in.
Chinese finger.
Yeah,
thing. Kind of like a Chinese finger trap.
And then they just come together in a kind of a unification, kind of a beautiful thing.
So how do people get off on that? It like sticks together and they jerk it off like dick to dick?
I don't know if it's a getting off thing. I think it's more of a cute, fun thing.
That's what I like to do with my girlfriends. Would you like to dock your clit on mine? I would love to meet a girl with an uncircumcised clit. She just has like clit skin. Just too much clit skin. This is why I don't bring her. See, not again. And I say it every time.
When is she going to start smelling better?
You know, I've given her like, she's gotten 2 professional baths and like 2 at home that are like the hydrogen peroxide mixes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's rough. And I don't know. I'm kind of starting to like the skunk smell. I'm not going to lie. I'm like kind of into it now. Like at first it was it repulse me. And now I'm like, it's her little stinky smell, little stinky bitch.
You're definitely desensitized to it.
Yeah. And
it's pungent.
It's so bad. Is that just how I smell all the time now? And I don't know. My sister's dog, Sydney, shout out to Sydney. If you're listening to this, what's up, bitch? She like, if you go, you're stinky, she like gets really upset. She's like very aware of what the word is. And she gets like really sad. And you're like, no, we're not talking about you. Yeah. We're not talking about you. Yeah, she does stink. Yeah, we talked about this. Skunks are dicks. But I feel like kind of sad about Cheryl sometimes too, because when Cam is around and we start kissing, she gets upset immediately and leaves. Like she knows what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I feel disgusting sometimes when I'm masturbating and then I look up and I'm like, oh, Cheryl's been on the bed the whole time. Yeah, yeah. Yikes.
Are you a cat person at all?
Yeah, I love cat. I love animals. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little allergic. Do you have cats?
Yeah. I'm a big cat guy, and our cat Dot, kind of doesn't. It's that thing where you'll finish making love and then you'll look up and she's
making
just
love.
Like,
wow. It's beautiful.
She's just sitting there like fucking looking at me. Like, how long have you been there?
You fucking Dot, creep. You creep. I feel like cats are more into sex than dogs are. Dogs are like, I've had enough of this. And cats are like, can I get in there or can I slink in there?
Yeah, cats are sexier.
Yeah, the cat sex is also very brutal too.
What?
Yeah, because, you know, cats have like really spiky dicks.
Nope.
You never heard of that?
Nope.
Sam, nothing? Or are you looking up cat dicks? Okay, well, yeah, cat dicks like are like, you know, like a snake, how they have that kind of skin that's like really smooth on one side, but if you go against it, right, it's spiky. That's how cat dicks are. And so that's when you hear like cats fucking in the, you know, in an alley somewhere after they have pasta together. It's like, it's really bad. You never knew that? It's like super painful for the female cat to go through it.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm. I mean, we should just talk about a different animal dick every episode. And now for animal dicks.
It's fascinating. I think it's an awesome segment. But what evolutionarily, what is the point of that?
I never understood. I don't know. I mean, I would tell you if I knew. But there was like a sex museum in New York City. And they talk about like all the different dicks and stuff. We talked about this. Like I was like fascinated. Like a duck has a huge dick that's like rolls out. Like, I guess I'm just, and they're like, you know, and then like dolphins have these like very women-like vaginas that look like exactly like the female vagina.
No way.
Yeah. If you look it up, it looks like a very like white, like little pink vagina.
Dolphins are so beautiful. And then pigeons, I guess there was a tremendous amount of rape going on with that species. So they have like corkscrew pussies. Have you heard of that?
Excuse me?
Yeah. There are corkscrew pussies.
How so? Like?
Like it's a maze. So you can't just,
make love to a pigeon.
You can't just pick a pigeon up and fuck it. But a male pigeon, they can't abuse. I think they have to find commonality and agree to do it.
Wow, that is so fascinating because they're like flying rats. You're like, aren't you guys just street hookers fucking each other? No.
No, they're very evolved romantic partners.
Well, that's like most birds. They have monogamous relationships. A bunch of birds. We had two birds. One died. The other one died right after because of heartbreak. I know. We had canaries and we would feed them carrots. They would turn orange. This might be why they died. I don't know if that's part of a balanced canary diet. Yeah. I think we were all really bad with animals. We had a beagle in an apartment, which is like already a horrible idea.
This is in Virginia.
This is in Brazil.
In Brazil.
Yeah.
Okay. It makes more sense to have birds in Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? That's a thing. Yeah. Right? Yeah. They're everywhere anyway.
Yeah.
I had a friend who lived like more in like a foresty place, and the monkeys would come into her house and like steal eggs and stuff.
Sounds so beautiful.
It's so cool. A dirty little monkey is just like, don't mind me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, well, get out of here.
I wouldn't want to contend with that though. Like we have bugs and shit. It's scary enough. Like if you come across the wrong monkey on the wrong day doing what he wants and you try to stop him, it could be catastrophic.
I told you I met some monkeys in Japan, and they like, the guy was basically like, look, the monkeys are cool. Just don't look at them directly in the eye, 'cause they'll want to fight you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like in this hot spring, totally naked. And I turn around and I just look straight at the monkey and I'm like, how close is he to behind me? And they're like, he's right behind you. Just don't look back. And I'm like, oh boy.
What happened?
I just had to slink out of there and get him distracted. We were like throwing stuff to get him distracted.
Do you want to talk about your travels?
We could talk about my travels. I thought, should we just jump into Bravo Bravo? Is it too early in the day?
No, I think it's a perfect time because we're coming hot off the heels of it.
We are. I mean, it was so exciting to have a brand new New York Housewives coming out. There's also a $1 million listing coming out soon, which is exciting.
That's you. You're a real estate perv.
I love looking at units. Ooh, baby. I'm like, let me look inside your house. Also, the price of lumber skyrocketed.
Oh my God.
It's like insane. I don't know if anybody reads about this, but you know, they say, what's the one natural resource that we're going to run out of? And it's lumber. Lumber is the thing, which is crazy because you would think it's everything else. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But it will be eventually. Eventually. Human beings are a mistake and we got to go, but
we do have to go. I'm like, can I just get an album out before that? Please, the world, can you just pause until I get a fucking late night? Yeah, that would be great. They were saying that the only way that the world can survive with lumber is if like approximately 1 million people died. Okay. It's like, oh, well, COVID's kind of convenient for lumber.
They wrapped that into $1 million listing?
No. Okay. That's just a side thought. I just was thinking because I've been trying to buy a house for like a year and a half, right? I put the funds aside. Very good. Comedy money. Wow. Look, sure. We did it. Yeah. But then the prices of houses in LA they're so unforgivable. They're so expensive. And you buy like a shitty house, and people don't even care. They know the value of the house. Oh my God. Cheryl's just in Sam's crotch.
She's so sweet.
She just wants to get some.
She's like a little Pokemon.
So I was thinking like, is the lumber price going up going to help us eventually with the price drops? Or is it just going to be like, it's too expensive to build new houses?
Are you just going to wait?
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
It'll all come crashing down.
It has to explode, right?
There are these, I just don't understand. You know, watching Housewives and $1 million listing and shit like that. I don't know if I'd rather live in Los Angeles or New York. Because it's just insane to me that people pay what they pay in New York for an 1,100 square foot apartment.
And San Francisco is the worst one. I had a friend who had like a 2-bedroom for $5,000. I was like, oh, what?
But then you come out here and it's the Valley and it's a McMansion that is as tracty as possible without being tracty. And it's $1.4 million.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has this money?
But then you're house poor and you just owe money to the bank all the time. Yeah. It's like you have this beautiful house and it's just fucking empty. Yeah. Like no furniture inside of it.
Can't go out to eat.
It's like, why? Yeah. Like just to say you own it, I guess. I mean, we all have to fucking pay rent. So just do it.
Gotta wait.
I have a jacuzzi on my rooftop. Have we talked about this?
No.
It's a 25 person jacuzzi and it is like so fucking hot and it's just like hot outside and you're in an orgy soup.
Yeah.
And they finally cleaned it. And I'm like, I can't imagine having to clean this shit myself. So like, I like amenities.
How would you clean it?
They like cleaned it all. They like drained it. They had to drain it.
You live in a place with amenities?
Yeah. I love amenities. I love a gym. I love central air. I love laundry and unit parking.
Okay.
You know,
is it a nice building though?
It's so nice. I was the first person to live in the building. They had just built it. I was never even thought. I was like, I would never live in an apartment. You know, cause I'd come from living in a house and I was like, and then, I just was like driving around and saw it and I was like, no way. Cause it's like the building's like lime green. And I was like, ew, this is going to be shitty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I walked in and just like not having the energy of other people having lived in the space. It was brand fucking new. Right. I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a tub, which is the one thing I really miss. Cause I love a whore bath.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's the difference between just a regular bath and a whore bath?
I talked about this. It's like when you just clean your parts.
Oh,
a whore bath is like when you just like, but I just think porn stars are like really the only people who love baths beside me. Yeah. Soaking in their own filth. Like,
Well, so were there tubs in these, units on $1 million?
Well, it hasn't come $1 million. I'm just doing a little like, ooh, next week we'll talk about that.
Oh really?
Yeah. Because now there's all this drama because, like that gay German guy moved to LA and now they're like competing against each other.
Okay. Got it. I'm interested to see the clientele, whether they're, despots or I don't know who's,
what did you just say?
You know, like despots, like
what's that? Sam, do you know what that is?
You know, the despot, like a foreign despot?
No, I don't even know what that is. Tell us. Okay. Do tell.
They're wealthy people.
Like, which is money to spare?
Yeah, be they, you know, government barons or industrial barons, or some, maybe they have some,
trust fund babies.
Yeah, some attachment to
just
some.
Money to spare.
Yeah, exactly.
So nobody I know.
That you cannot buy a house in Los Angeles right now because if you have 20%, some fucking despot has the cash offer and you'll never get the house.
It's always, they're like, and you could write a letter. I'm like, nobody gives a fuck about my connection to the colonial style of your house. Yeah, like yeah, they yeah, just yeah. want money. But some people are like that. Some people like do want their house to go to someone they really care about, you know, and all that shit. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And I had already gone through the process of like getting a house and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I look at like New York, I look at those women and I'm like, how are they making money? So I actually really enjoyed the first episode because Sonia like fully expresses how she's like, I'm fucking broke. Right. Like the Century 21 deal fell through. Right. Also, when she said Century 21, I was like, are you talking about the real estate place?
She's coincidentally going through a tough time with her real estate and a retail chain that is named after her. Yeah. Or same name.
It's just Century 21 Squared. That's her whole entire life. She has like a humongous townhouse in New York that's, yeah. I guess, supposedly covered in cum. They were all like, yeah, don't yeah, take yeah. a black light to this house. Right, yeah, yeah. And she's having a hard time putting it on the market. And I totally can relate because I had a place in New York that Airbnb'd and it was just a fucking nightmare.
Did the housewives used to be, they used to be much more wealthy, right? Because they've just been through shit. And
I guess the show made them poor. I guess being on the show made them poor.
Bethany's the only one whose net worth has like skyrocketed.
No, I think a lot of them have skyrocketed.
In our hearts, but I don't know about, you know, bank statements.
Well, I don't know. A lot of them have like all these side hustles. You know what I mean? I think she was really smart to like already have a brand and then grow it throughout the show. But like, look at Luann, her cabaret was like, I saw it at the Wiltern. It was sold out. Like Bill wasn't even sold out in the same way.
She's making a lot of fucking money off those shows.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, I honestly, like, I just was like crying and laughing at the same time watching it. It was so like,
why were you crying?
I get emotional when people sing. Okay. Like I cry throughout the Oscars too. I get like emotional when people are like fully fulfilled when they're like doing what they love to do and they do it well.
Yep.
Because I haven't come to that point where I'm fully free. So I'm like, good for them. Like, oh my God, American Idol. Don't even get me started.
I think we talked about how much we love the Oscars because of the pomp and circumstance, but did you cry this year?
I didn't watch it this year. I somehow weirdly missed it. Like, and I feel like it's too far to go back now.
I don't think you would have cried. Did you watch Nomadland?
I did watch Nomadland. I don't know. I liked it, but it was just kind of depressing. It's like, oh great. I can work my whole life trying to buy this house. And then ultimately I'm probably just going to be in a van.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to watch real Amazon workers on. just cast real Amazon.
Have friends that have that life. I see their stories. Okay. Like Johnny Skirtis works at Amazon. I watch his stories. They're much funnier than Nomadland.
But yeah, so Sonia's going through a tough time.
Her veneers are constantly falling off, Emma Willman style. She's been MIA. And this is my favorite thing on the Housewives. They hold them so accountable for not hanging out with them. Like your friend is clearly going through a hard time. Like just leave them be. But instead they're like, you haven't called us. Where have you been? Come hang out with us. She's like clearly bankrupt and like trying to keep her life afloat. And also Sonia always has these fucking interns. Where does she get them?
So, how'd you feel about the bathtub scene? Cause I used to work for, a pedophile.
Mm.
And
haven't we all,
I got a very similar vibe to in this scene. It was just like really, really weird. I don't know why she's in the bathroom with her, drawing her a bath. Watching her get
she
naked
wanted to teach. Yeah, that was weird that she got like fully naked. I think she just wanted to teach her how to like draw her a bath and she thought it would be a funny scene. Maybe.
Nope.
I just love every time she says pussy. Word pussy.
Yeah.
When she like, she's going through her drawer and she's like, I use this to shave my pussy.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, cool, Sonia. Cool.
I want her to do better.
I want her to do better too. Yeah, I think I think she's the most entertaining.
Oh,
of all, like the stuff she says is the most entertaining. Like,
I think Ramona's the most entertaining.
Ramona.
I think she's a vile human being.
Why? Look, it's hard, you know, because the way they're shaped for the show. Like, I like to believe that they all have kind hearts deep down.
Jade.
Look, I don't want to run into Ramona and Dana have to apologize. Okay, that's the real truth.
I'm saying it. You don't have to agree.
We went to a concert together once. We're in the very front row. She's holding onto her purse very tight.
Yeah,
I'll put that up for you guys. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to like separate them from real people because they're really trying their best, you know. And then they're portrayed as such like idiots.
Do you call wait staff or people in the service industry help?
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I don't want to defend her on that one.
Vile human being.
I love that they have this new girl, Ebony. She's fucking great.
Yeah, very confusing backstory though.
Agreed. Like she just didn't pay her car off, so her car got chilled.
So what's lawyer? What's going on? Are you a media mogul? Like skyrocketing through glass ceilings left and right,
mm-hmm.
but also having the cheapest BMW you can buy repoed?
I think that was maybe earlier in her life. Like, yeah, I was confused. I was like, so were you a lawyer then already? Practicing right. lawyer, but you didn't have enough for a car payment? I didn't understand. And I think that we'll find out.
I hope so, because there's a lot of holes in that story.
Yeah. And then Sonia's trying to like relate to her by like going like, look, I have different colored fish.
This is, it's a touchy subject, but white people, I by and large, there are a lot of people who are just like, I don't give a shit. But I think white people by and large are trying to get a little bit better and educate themselves. And it's just manifesting in a lot of people doing very awkward and possibly racist things.
I know, but they're, you know, at least they're trying. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I find myself sometimes, I'm like, do I have to say something? It's like, you don't have to say something, by the way.
I had an afro when I was a young man.
Hey, like when people try to relate to me, they're like, oh yeah, so I know other people with vaginas. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Is it helpful is the question. Is it
no,
helpful?
It's for them. It's not for the other person.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm trying to make myself comfortable. And in doing that, I make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was excited because the episode ended with like all these fights that were very well cut together. I have a couple friends actually who work on the Housewives and who are like editors on the Housewives.
Yeah.
And the stuff they don't even use is like the stuff I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I want to see the uncut. 100%. I want to see the uncircumcised footage.
Although, do you think there are like uncircumcised, real uncircumcised juice that doesn't make air? Because
yeah,
you do.
Oh yeah, because as much as they say they can't like really guide it, like there are some things that are off limits for all of them.
Really?
Yeah, they like little things that are just like just don't go. Because like, Andy's become their friend too. Right. You know what I mean? Over time, they've made him a lot of money, and right. I think it's like there are some things like that brings me to my next favorite thing about Real Housewives. When they now fight during the reunion, they print out receipts. Like
War and Peace. They have a fucking they have a stack of laminated receipts.
Like I've never, you know, screenshotted a text and was like, look at this and laminated it. But now it's a thing. I can't imagine having to like sit through footage of me talking shit about a friend and being like, I just was I don't know what to say.
What is their life? What does that look like?
It's got to be so difficult because there's like when the camera's there, I mean, it is a version of yourself, but it can't be fully yourself.
Yeah. Are you a confrontational person in general? Because you have to be. Those reunions get so unbelievably confrontational. And then you have to apologize and pretend like it didn't happen.
Well, because you watch stuff like you think something's going on right in the moment you apologize or whatever, something happens. And then you then hear that person was like talking shit. That's happened to me. But this is the problem with that. It's like when things get repeated, ooh, that's a dirty vine line. You know what I mean?
What do you mean when things get repeated?
It's like when things get repeated, it's like when you do, you know, that like telephone, you know, when you play telephone, it's a perfect example of how like a word gets skewed to the point where it's not the original word anymore.
Right.
Like every once in a while, like I'll talk to someone about a fight that I had with another friend. And then if that friend repeats it, it's just bad news. It doesn't help anybody.
Right.
It's like, come on, dudes.
And that's happened to you?
That's happened to me recently. Yeah. You cannot really talk to comics about your shit because they'll repeat it. They can't help it. They have no filter. They can't help it.
You guys are all kind of incestuous.
We're just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I'm so over it. I miss all my comic friends and I don't want to see any of them all at the same time.
Yeah. I kind of agreed with you last week when you said we need more COVIDs.
We need more COVID breaks. Oh, hey, what's up? Sorry. Guys, we're recording. fuck it, dudes. People are just coming in and out. We're not talking about anything important. Just make sure she doesn't escape that little booger. That's Cheryl. Hi. But you know what's exciting? Now we're not going to need reality as much because Broadway's opening again. September 14th. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm equally as just jazzed.
Are you jazzed?
So excited.
Look.
So excited.
I'm excited. I just did a podcast where I had to defend the musical Rent and it like reignited something within me again.
What do you have to defend about it?
Well, because it was like, I did this podcast called like Stand By Your Band. And I was like, I don't know. I'm going to do a musical. I think it'll be funnier.
It's a pretty niche show.
And I think people either hate or love it. Like we said, cilantro, but it's like, it reunited that like nostalgia for me of like simpler times.
Yeah.
Before social media and before all the bullshit of keeping up with everything and just being like, tonight I'm going to go see this show. And then like, I'm going to buy merch and like how exciting merch was once. Yeah.
Playbills.
Ooh, I have stacks yeah. and stacks and stacks. That's why.
A huge musical theater guy.
Oh, Sam hates musical theater, hates us. Is just like trying to edit other stuff on his computer. Like, can we just be done with this fucking podcast?
So are you going to go to New York?
Immediately. Yeah. I'm going to be there in July doing some shows, but like September, the second that Broadway is open, I'm going to go see some plays.
What are the tickets going to be like? $700?
So expensive. Yeah. But I've gotten good at like being Jewy and like standing in line and doing the whole like,
yeah.
Is it offensive? Can I not say that anymore?
You can check with him. I'm
are you okay?
Yeah. I'm a mudblood. So I don't really,
Mudblood. What's that? What's mudblood?
Dad. Yeah. I'm a Havi. Dad's a redneck. Mom's a Jew from Queens. So
I love that combo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. You're like a matzo ball with a, like a spicy matzo ball.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. With gravy on top.
With gravy on top. Yeah, the redneck part. It's like you're a matzo ball with beer on the side.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever venture into kind of mountainous regions in Virginia?
Yeah, absolutely. The Blue Mountains.
Yeah, Blue Ridge.
Yeah, Blue Ridge are beautiful.
Yeah.
Up there.
But did you interact with any of the people?
What do you mean in the Blue Ridge Mountains?
Yeah, I mean they're different.
Yeah, they keep to themselves. Like you know, they have as many conversations as they have teeth. Mm-hmm. Not so many.
Sure. Yeah,
but
a lot of Confederate flags.
A lot. Like it's so beautiful. I was driving the other day from like to DC from Charlottesville, and it's just beautiful blue skies. And then it's just like Trump sign, Trump sign, Trump sign, Trump sign. It's like we're not even in an election anymore. It's like you're still doing this. It's
just deer carcasses and Trump 2020.
Also, they're still fighting. They've just signed a bill in Florida where they like you can't do mail-in ballots anymore because
you wanna do politics.
I guess I keep falling into politics. It's this segment should be called Don't Listen to Anything I Say. My information is just like barely read on a phone. Yeah. But yeah, like they're doing this thing where they don't want to accept mail-in ballots anymore because they're still convinced that this election was robbed. Come on.
Yeah, that's I a ton of family that is just gung-ho that it didn't happen the way that I think it happened.
That's uncomfortable. Like, you know, it leaves very little to talk about. Because it's like when you have that basic spine discrepancy where it's like, you know, that ultimately you don't agree on such a major thing that affects every part of your life. Like, what are you talking? Speaking of Broadway stuff. So In the Heights is coming out. It's like a really big deal. It's Lin-Manuel's like first hit that wasn't like as big as
the other one.
Fuck. Why is this? Hamilton. Sorry. Oh my God. Alexander Hamilton. And I wrote something about it and Daphne Rubin Vega liked it, who was the original Mimi from Rent on Broadway. And I feel like I manifested it. I was like, this is my moment.
Yeah. 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 Good for you.
It's hard because it's like, you know, just the same way that we're like comics and it's hard to get into acting. It's gotta be really hard for Broadway people. Till then switch over too.
Do you drink during a Broadway show? I've never been. Like, are there cocktails and stuff?
Yeah, you buy like $40 wine. It's like one glass of wine on Broadway. It's so expensive. But you do it for the cup, you know, that you get to keep.
Oh, you get to keep the cup?
You get to keep the cup. And I remember I had gone to see The Waitress for like the third time. And I love going to The Waitress because they sell these little mini pies in the theater and the whole thing's very visceral. You can smell it. And it goes, sugar, honey. So afterwards, I'm like, kind of drunk, you know, and I had put, it's one of these cups that they give you a cover on, but it's just like a plastic shitty. It's not like a, very sealed container. And I just put it in my purse for some reason, cause I'm like fucked up from this weed candy I had, and I'd gone by myself, and I'm just having this really nostalgic moment. I'm in Times Square and I'm like, wow, I'm exactly where I want to be. Like I was there doing a weekend, and all of a sudden I feel like something wet on my leg. And I realize that the fucking glass of wine had spilled all in my purse, and I'm just covered in, like, my whole leg is just covered in red wine. I'm just like, this is me. Yeah. New York, nobody cares. Nobody looks, nobody helps you. I walked by a person in New York that looked like they had just gotten bludgeoned to the eye, and the eye was like almost hanging out of its socket, and he was just walking like a zombie past me. I was like, oh, did anybody do it?
Yeah.
I called him like, he's heading west, I think. I called 911. I'm like, they're like, do you know? I'm like, I don't know. His eye was like kind of out of his socket.
Yeah.
I miss New York.
You watched the Leibovitz thing?
Oh, of course, Fran Lebowitz. She's my spirit animal. I had no idea that the 70s were so disgusting in New York, like that they were in such bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got into The Son of Sam last night. Have you seen this this four-parter?
Very violent murderer.
Very violent murderer. And this guy, Berkowitz, was arrested, right? But then now they're unraveling that it was a whole bigger thing that was all connected to the Manson family, and they were like a cult. Yeah.
Was it really, or is that?
Yeah, really. I mean, there's all these connections, like, because all these letters were written and they matched all these names and dates.
So what did he do? What was his body count?
You know, it's actually not that aggressive now. Looking back on it, it was like 12. He shot 12 people. Six of them died.
Did he do anything fucked up to their bodies or anything?
No. Like, that's the weird thing. But they figured out that this cult would meet and they would kill German shepherds and drink their blood.
Okay.
Very specific dog to chew. I guess it's like the most amount of blood in a dog.
I guess so. Maybe, I mean, they have hip dysplasia, so maybe that's contributing to the amount of blood. Yeah.
They have hip problems.
Yeah, we just breeded the fuck out of them, poor animals. But
they're so beautiful. They're the most trainable. They're so smart.
They're unbelievably brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. My dad was a dog handler in Vietnam. So they.
What?
Yeah, they would snuff out booby traps in the jungles of Nam.
Yeah, I guess I got to get some of that blood in me. Yeah. Something magic to that fucking dog blood.
Yeah.
Cheryl's blood is just like a tiny shot. You're like, enough. Yeah. He has to just be careful. She's right behind you.
2.5 ounces of Chihuahua blood.
Chihuahua, nothing. But yeah, so they found out that these dudes would get together and, like, you know, draw like evil. Because in the 70s, everybody was looking for, you know, a higher connection, and people got into like the cults that were like meditative and like spiritual. And then there was also the people that just wanted like disruption and
anarchists.
Yeah. And just like devil worshiping, like my dad told me to, you know, just, oh shit. And he wrote this guy, this Berkowitz wrote him this like very creepy letter, but it kind of hinted that there was other people involved. I'm only on part three of the four part. And okay. I had the most disgusting dreams. The Manson women, like something about the way they look, like how pale they are, very ring-like.
Gaunt, yeah.
The ring got to me. That one like got to me. It's that little kid with the fucking long hair. Like, no thanks.
Scary. They're Korean water ghosts, I guess. Or well, that was a Japanese thing, but it's like water ghost. That kind of, it just fucks.
Small child, wet. Pale.
That, like,
nails.
Varicose in the legs. It's just the most terrifying fucking thing.
I guess I get that because I don't want to be pale full of veins. With my hair being a mess, all wet, haunting people from a well.
Yeah. Does watching all this true crime shit make you scared of real life more than if you hadn't?
That's the weird thing. I don't know why, but women are obsessed with murder, right? That's like a given thing. Sure, like all women are. And I think it's because it's so outside of our mother, like ourselves, like, cause women, you know, by nature are like very nurturing. And even if we're bitches, like we're still kind deep down. Like we still have this need to like take care of people. And I think it's like harder for us to wrap our heads around, like, how could you separate killing someone and like still live with yourself? Yeah. I think that's what the fascination is. And I just want to, get inside their minds. Like the Cecil Hotel, that one was like such a thrill.
We'll never know.
That video of the woman, if you guys haven't seen the Cecil Hotel, please watch
it. YouTube it.
It's so good. Like I drove by it the other day. I was like, Jesus. Just like, that's such a bummer. That and then they found out that, what's his name? Who's the killer? Who's the killer? Come on, guys.
There was a killer?
There was a killer in LA. He was like a fucking, he looks like a panther. What's his name? Ramirez. Richard Ramirez. Yeah. They found out later that he lived on the top floor of the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, but he was long dead before this happened.
No, he wasn't. He was still alive when this whole disappearance happened. So he could have killed her. Because he said, even in like in interviews, that he, there was many more murders that he did that he never got caught for.
And if you haven't seen it, it's this very, very scared girl in an elevator, terrified of something. She's looking down the hall. You don't ever see what she's scared of.
She looks like she's on drugs to me.
Yeah? You think she's tweaking?
The way she's moving and stuff. Like, yeah. There's something with like the hand move, like this kind of, you know, when you're like twirling your fingers around, right. Like that's not really a fear thing. Like, I think your fear, like if you're fearful, your hand kind of freezes.
Yeah.
I was watching Britney Spears the other day and she put up a video of her dancing and it scared me.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with her.
It's so sad.
I mean, it's like, and we're doing it like that need for knowing celebrities and wanting to know what's going on in their life. It's like draining her of her soul. Yeah. And we're like more. Yeah,
it's really fucked up. She either needs to go away. Or go full Amanda Bynes. Just throw a fucking
just
AC
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, just you know. But pray for Britney. I mean, holy shit.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
I was so into Amanda Bynes as a kid. Right. I thought all that was the best, like her Perez, like her, what was that pizza thing that she used to use? Like a pizza face.
Yeah.
I just thought she was so brilliant. I was like, I want to be just like her.
She's brilliant and she's the man.
She's the man is such a, we should remake that.
It's what well, it's Shakespeare, right?
Yeah. So it's like, it's based on, what's the play? What's the play?
12 Nights.
Is it 12 Nights? No, it's late. Gentlemen and. We need to refresh.
It's the Shakespeare play where the girl wants to make the boys' soccer team.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Of course. Yeah.
What's that fucking called?
Thy Neckus does not look it. I think it's a gentleman in something. I don't think it's the 12 one. We got to look that up. Hey, this is a good little segue because this is to my 3 Patreon people. We're shaking it up. So now we're not going to do a visual episode. We're just doing an audio episode and we want to include you guys. So we thought it would be fun if you guys commented, you know, if you reviewed and subscribed to the episode on Apple Podcasts, maybe you could leave a little comment on there. Maybe you can tell us what the Shakespeare play is.
We're not going to Google it.
We're not going to Google it. We could just pick up our phones and do it, but we're going to go 90s on this where we need information. We're not going to get it unless we find a book. Remember bibliographies?
Yeah.
I do. Those are like the biggest pain in the ass. Like, I don't want to just say that my dad told me this. So I guess I'll pretend. Do they have to for school?
Oh yeah.
What do they just put like Wikipedia pages on there?
Well, nonfiction books. If you read any nonfiction book, it looks really big and you're like, oh shit, this is going to be a hell of a journey here. But then like the last 50 pages are all bibliography.
I want the internet to end.
Yeah.
I want it to end.
Yep.
I don't need it anymore.
Yep.
I've been complaining about this all the time, but it's like, you can't just go to a comedy show looking like shit anymore. You know, you got to like, you're photographed no matter what. And I have like 15 chins no matter what on stage. It's true.
Scary movies are not scary, or monster movies are scary, less scary when you see the monster.
Yeah.
That's what the internet has done to real life. There's no more mystery at all. This Ben Affleck thing, can you see how he got in trouble?
Ben Affleck matched with a model who, very big eyes, kind of looks cross-eyed to me. I was like, are her eyes okay?
Yeah, there's that lip thing that's going on right now where...
Where it's unnaturally large?
You know what a banana boat is?
Of course.
It looks
you
like,
flop on one?
It looks
yeah.
like the where you put your feet on a banana boat is their lips. But it's this like Jack Nicholson had an entire career where he could be a debaucherous creep. And there were just stories about it, you know? And I'm not trying to say that those were the heydays when men could be pieces of shit to women, but it's just sad to see that, yes, Ben Affleck is on the internet trying to hit on a 23-year-old straight. It's a worse world.
And then she posted it. So they matched, and then she unmatched him because she was like, no fucking way, this is Ben Affleck. And then he posted the video being like, it was me.
Naveen.
It's me. Naveen, it's me.
Yeah. I don't know why he can't just be sad in private. Now we have to see it on the internet, and it's just making the world worse.
I know. Like, I want, you know, it's like we talked about this one's like rumors that like just everybody knew, but nobody could disprove. Like when Marilyn Manson took out the rib to suck his own dick.
Yeah.
And that's all unraveling too.
What?
Marilyn Manson, like multiple women are suing him now for being like.
Did he actually do the rib thing?
I don't know.
Right.
That's the thing. That's the fun thing. Like, did he?
Yeah. Did a gerbil claw Richard Gere's anal cavity to pieces?
I feel like multiple people had those stories where they're like, I remember, I don't know why I was fascinated in middle school about gerbils up the ass. I just thought it was the funniest thing.
It was Gere.
I thought it was somebody else.
I think it was Gere.
You know, like Pee-wee Herman can never masturbate in a theater now.
Yeah.
I mean, he got caught, but it's like.
Right. But so. Is the world a better place because people can't do creepy shit anymore without having receipts?
No, because it brings on a whole other culture of like wanting to expose those people. I don't know. Like, I don't know that I fully agree with cancel culture because it like almost makes people want to cancel. Like it makes it a thing.
Yeah.
Or it's like, we're just all walking on eggshells waiting to say something that bothers one person on a specific day.
And if you want to put a gerbil in your ass,
I mean,
you probably shouldn't because think of the animal.
Does the gerbil die or does it make it back out? Or you don't know. It's like, you're never going to know.
It's probably stressful for it.
And yeah.
That's not true
because they like being in tiny spaces, dark. I mean, I feel like Cheryl, if she could get into my asshole, she'd like it there. She loves a tight snuggle. Yeah. Their bones are like really tiny. Like I remember when our gerbil died, my sister came in, his name was Michael Jordan. Yeah. And she came in and it was like a raisin. Like the second that it dies, all the air comes out of it and it like, and it sucks totally in and it's like nothing.
It vacuum seals itself?
It vacuum seals itself immediately after death. Like it can go through tiny cracks, you know? Like, so maybe they belong in buttholes.
Maybe they do. And the point is, if you want to do it, you shouldn't get canceled for it. People's kinks shouldn't be exposed to the world. It's a very private
thing. Exactly. What I do in the bedroom has nothing to do with like how I'm going to be on set.
Exactly.
You know?
Did Pee-wee masturbate in a porn theater or in a regular
theater? Are there porn theaters? In a regular? There's no such thing.
What are you talking about?
There's like porn theaters where you can go watch porn. No, they're not. They're like in the back. Like you go to like a video store and it's like in the back.
No, there used to be, and they may not exist now, but like Taxi Driver.
Okay.
In a porn theater.
Oh, true. You know, but that would be kind of hypocritical of the theater to go like, hey, we're going to show porn, but you can't touch your dick. You can't touch your dick.
That's the thing. I don't know which theater he was beating off in.
I think a regular theater. He's like there to see like Steel Magnolias just beating himself off. Like, I love Dolly Parton in this.
Hey, Pee-wee. Can you?
Hey, Pee-wee, if you're listening. I always wanted to have my own version of a show with like where it's like a female Pee-wee.
There's Pee-wee and Mr. Rogers. There's an affect. I know I'm wrong about this. I just get a little creeped out by it. It's this weird kind of lightning rod thing where people are fucking obsessed with the brilliance of Pee-wee or the heart of Mr. Rogers. And if you didn't grow up with it, it's so weird.
I think you have a thing with kids. Cause like even the other day when we were talking about like the kid who wanted to cuddle me, you were like, hey, like great. Maybe, you don't want adults and children to interact.
I'm fine. I love my nieces. I'm fine with kids in that are connected to me. I despise children who I have nothing to do with.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's some piece of shit kids for sure. I mean, I used to work the bar mitzvah circuits in LA, so I've met them, but
what does that mean?
Bar mitzvah circuit. I used to work bar mitzvahs
and do comedy.
No, I would like be one of the dancers and like get everybody dancing and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like Tiffany Haddish used to do it too.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a nice little side gig and I thrived.
Do you not find that when there are children around, everything has to be about them?
I guess I kind of like that because I'm such a like a vain piece of shit, always thinking about myself. It kind of gets me to like be outside of myself a little bit. Kids are like weed to me. It's like, I can like just be in the moment. They make me feel very present. And like, honestly, like more and more, I'm like, do I want a kid? And I like, I'm like, I told my boyfriend, like, I think I want to adopt like an older kid. And he's like, that's so weird. I'm like, why is that weird? They need, like, there's so many kids that can't get adopted, like past the age of one. Like if they're not a baby, it's very difficult to get adopted.
How old are you talking about?
Like 2 or 3.
Okay.
Like not- a baby still. I mean, I would even be down to do like a 7-year-old. Not, that sounded weird. But you know what I mean? Like to like adopt an older kid.
You don't want to fuck a 7-year-old.
Oh no, I don't want to fuck anybody that's younger than 24. Okay, that's my cutoff age.
Yeah. Not a lot of life experience.
Not a lot. Not enough for me.
Well, so what did your boyfriend say?
He was like, no, that's so fucking weird. Absolutely not. He finds it, the whole thing weird. He doesn't like it. He's like, no, that's so creepy. I'm like, what if we're like 50 and we like, we're working with an organization. They go, hey, like a 15 or a 16-year-old like needs a home. Like, wouldn't you just let them live in our extra bedroom or something? He was like, absolutely not. That's so fucking creepy. And I was like, so yeah. So if like teenagers are done, like once you're a teenager, you cannot get adopted. You're just going to live and rot in the fucking foster home. That's horrible.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit more cynical than you, but a strange four-year-old like looking up at me and going, after this, we should cuddle. Maybe I'm a creep, but I find it to be disgusting. I don't want anything to do with it.
She was so sweet and she was dressed just like me. It was kind of a mind fuck. I was like, this could be my baby, but you're playing.
I hear you, but I'm with Emma. I think she's a duplicitous little bitch.
Yeah, nobody likes her anymore, but she's going to be the star of this movie. You'll see. It'll make her, she'll blast off into a better career than me anytime.
You think so?
I hope so. She was really talented. She's real cute.
Good looking out.
I just love tiny teeth. I think they're so funny. You look at their dumb, tiny teeth. I just think kids are great. I mean, honestly, it's like, I look forward to my niece doing things that I've already done and seeing her reaction. Like, you know, that's like the exciting part of it. Like she's new to tubs. That's really exciting. They just put a little floaty around her neck and she just floats
she's
around.
She's gonna have 4 baths of her own very soon.
It's so exciting. Yeah. Like a little whore in training, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, honestly, I hate to say jaded, but I'm a little bit, maybe that's it. I'm jaded. Like I've done it all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out there and do some things that make me feel different. Make me feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'm chasing the dragon too hard, especially now that things are opening up. It's like too many things. And then none of them really make me feel fulfilled.
That's why you have to get pregnant.
That's why my ultimate destiny is to get pregnant. Hey, you guys, leave it in the comments if you want to give me some cum. Sam's like, great, and we're done. And you guys, look, this is a whole journey. Like we're trying to figure it out as we go. There's so many podcasts out there and I want you to feel like you know us, like you're part of the conversation. So honestly, like when you go to subscribe, just leave some comments. When you go to my Patreon, leave a comment. I'll shout it out on the podcast. Yeah, I'll do it. I'm not afraid of it. I'll say your weird handle name and your weird comment.
Say anything you want. Anything you want and she'll read it.
I'll read it. I mean, no racist or harassment or anything about my looks.
No, nothing like that.
But you know what? I feel good. I feel like we've been talking. We got a little Bravo Bravo in. Yep. We got a little breather in.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, oh, and if there's a guest you want to hear, please do tell because I'm connected to everybody. I know everybody.
5 stars. Leave your favorite guest in the comments.
Yes, that's a good one.
Hit 5 stars. Leave your favorite guest. Has to be 5 stars though.
Has to be 5 stars. If you give me 4 stars, it's like, what are we doing? I need all the stars. I need all the stars.
Yeah, it's 5 stars or 1. We want to keep a nation spellbound or want you to hate us. But don't leave 1 star. Just 5.
Don't cilantro us. Full 5 it. And and you know what? I look forward to it. We are in the basement now. It smells weird down here.
It smells like Cheryl.
It smells like shit. It's my, and they're like, it's you. I just can't imagine how many people have hooked up down here. Like, and by the way, I had no idea that was happening. I was so naive.
Yeah.
All the dudes who worked here have gotten their dick sucked.
Would you do an episode where you kind of went into the dirty secrets of this place or is that lock and key?
No, we definitely should do. I mean, you know, that's what I should do.
That's a Patreon episode right there.
Yeah. We'll have some of my like, real good buddies like Sandy Danto, Matt Edgar, they'll come on the podcast and we'll talk about like our weird, I've touched base on a little bit, but like Ari Shafir has some great, I don't know where in the world he is.
Yeah.
Largest balls on a human I've ever seen.
Oh really? You seen them?
Everybody's seen them.
What do they look like?
It just like, they just look like they regular balls that both got stung by bees multiple times.
Really big?
So big, bursting out.
Like bigger than golf balls?
What? So much bigger. Like matzo ball. Crazy. Matzo balls. Like a healthy one.
Holy shit. What a curse.
I feel like it is really hard to have balls. Like, where do you, like when you're sitting right now, where are the ball? Where are your balls?
I have a little tiny genitalia, so they're fine. They just kind of, they just sit there and they're okay. But if it was like, if I had a sack of matzo balls, that would be inconvenient.
I always think about that. Like when you run, when you're doing things, like no wonder men don't like dancing.
Yeah.
You know,
we have balls. You guys have tits. We both have bouncing.
I barely have anything bouncing, but yeah, sometimes when my tits hurt, I'm like, this is what it's like.
Yeah.
To have huge tits. You have back pain from your tits. Yeah. Everything is gross. If you think about it, like sexual things, like, because we just like tits. Cause there was like our source of food.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean to open a hole.
You mean you like, well, you're bi, so I guess, but are you talking about guys?
Yeah, like men.
Right.
Like that's your source of nutrients.
Yep.
And then it becomes like a sexual thing. That's a creepy thing to think about.
Yep. And it gets kind of edible too, because you sucked off your mom's teat and then you're looking at everybody else's teats. It's we're a mess.
We really are. We're just like one Greek tragedy from ruining it all.
And they covered everything back then. We really haven't expanded upon anything that they, you know, nailed down back then. They pretty much got everything.
It's true. Greek mythology pretty much covers it all.
It's it. And it may sound weird, but if you look into it, it's weird that a minotaur is like fucking a girl in the mouth and she dies from it. But if you get into the
psychology, but if you really break it down, I mean, isn't that every other guy that we fuck?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I've definitely fucked guys and I'm like, you're half horse. Yeah. You know, and half demon.
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Jaded.
Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.